Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. We are continuing with a brief explanation of the oft recited verses and chapters in the Quran. And we are continuing with Ayatul Kursi. We mentioned in the previous two episodes the brief explanation of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy. And today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we continue from the name of Allah azza wa jal, Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum is the self-sufficient, the one who is looking after the affairs of his slaves. And this, subhanallah, this is a great verse, a beautiful verse, because it shows who Allah azza wa jal is to his slaves. Allah azza wa jal is the one that fulfills all of your needs. If you were to look back, subhanallah, all the way to when we were nothing inside of our parents, from the father to the mother to 9 months in the stomach, who looked after this baby? Who nurtured this baby? Who caused this baby to grow? Who taught this baby when it came out how to live, how to breathe, how to eat? Who nurtured this baby as it was getting older? This is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you look at your life now, who protects you? And who keeps your heart pumping? And who keeps your lungs working? And who keeps your eyes seeing? And who keeps your ears hearing? And all of the things like that. If you were to look at every single aspect of your life, all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single microsecond is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza's permission and Allah azza's planning. And whatever Allah azza plans for you, then it is ultimately better for you. Even if you cannot see the benefit or the wisdom at that particular time, except that ultimately is better for you. Why? Because Allah is Al-Qayyum. Allah is the one that is looking after us. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that is looking after us and looking after our affairs. And He's Al-Qayyum of Himself, meaning He does not need anyone or anything. And this is from the greatest aspects that a true Lord, a true deity needs. That He does not need anything or anyone. Everything that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at it, there is weakness, there is deficiency, except Allah. There are, as we mentioned, things that people worship that they need people to make it, like statues. Or they need people to feed it, like those that worship animals. Or those that people make up their own selves. They needed it from their own ideas, etc. Everything needs something except who? Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these two names, Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum, these are two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal has the most beautiful names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To Allah belong the most beautiful names. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Call upon Him with them. Call upon Him via them. When you want the forgiveness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, for Allah Azza wa Jal to accept your repentance, to overlook your mistakes, use the appropriate names of Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Tawwab, Ya Ghafoor, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Afu, etc. If you want the victory of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Nasir, Ya Nasir. If you want Allah Azza wa Jal to take revenge for the believers, Ya Muntaqim. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be easy for you, Ya Latif. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure you, Ya Shafi. When you know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it allows you to worship Him accordingly. All of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they allude to a particular part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a particular trait of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when you know the names and attributes of Allah azza wa jal, you know who you're worshipping. And it is important for us to learn who Allah azza wa jal is. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst His slaves are the righteous scholars, the truthful scholars. Why? Because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know who Allah azza wa jal is. And you can never truly fear something. You can never truly respect something. You can never truly love something unless and only if you know what that thing is. Unless you know about it. And subhanallah, the more you know about it and the more time you spend with it, the more you love it. Similarly and exactly the same. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you know of Allah azza wa jal, the more you know about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you know how Allah azza wa jal is, how Allah azza wa jal works, the more you know what Allah azza wa jal wants from you, and you are able to fulfill what Allah wants from you, and the more you know about what Allah has in store for the believers who worship Him correctly, from His reward in the paradise, in the grave, in this dunya, the more sweetness you have from the sweetness of faith because you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you know from what Allah azza wa jal has prepared for those that are disobedient to Him, that disbelieve in Him, the more fearful you are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you respect Allah azza wa jal, the more you know of the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that you appreciate the sharia, the more you know how Allah azza wa jal is forgiving and merciful and overlooks the mistakes of His slaves and gives them a multitude of opportunities in their lives for them to ask for forgiveness, and he will forgive. And even at times when they don't ask for forgiveness, he can still forgive them, and he still gives them forgiveness. SubhanAllah, all of this and more, all of this and more. The more a slave knows from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that slave will love Allah azza wa jal and fear Allah azza wa jal and respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in turn be a better slave of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal give us a true understanding of this religion and allow us to implement that correct knowledge. May Allah azza wa jal bless myself and yourselves. Hadha wallahu a'lam, sallallahu Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.